The word today is devoted. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. In our relationships with other people, we show commitment and love for them through our words or actions. But what about God? How do we show that we love Him? Our prayers can be one of the ways that we demonstrate our loyalty. Here to explain further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Devoted.
Imagine a couple that is walking down a sidewalk, or maybe along a quiet street. This is an older couple. They may be in their late 70s to early 80s. They are holding hands. You can tell that they are talking with each other and that there is a deep bond between them. You can tell that they care for each other and that they have spent much of their lives together and hope that they will have much more time together. This couple is devoted to one another, and one of the signs of their being devoted is that they've spent so much of their lives together. We're thinking about the concept of being devoted to God. What does it mean to be devoted to God? In Colossians chapter 4, there's a simple sentence that Paul says. He urges the Christians in Colossae, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Now, there may be many ways of expressing devotion to God, including joy-filled worship of Him, also giving our first fruits, giving our offerings to God, maintaining a life of purity, and attempting to let the law and the will of God guide us in our actions, in our speech. And we could go on. But let's just take this one aspect. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Christians through the ages have had a practice of having devotions. The term devotions indicates a special time that is set aside in order to commune with God, to pray, and to consider His Word, to look into the Scriptures and let God speak to us, to meditate over where we are going in life and how we think God is leading us. Devotions are an excellent, excellent activity for the Christian because it helps us to kind of hold God's hand, sort of like that couple holding hands going down the street. Christians often discuss their faith walk or that they are walking with God. Obviously, if we're going to be devoted to God, walking with Him is not the kind of thing where we say, well, God, let's walk together. You go to the left, and I'll go to the right. And yet there are many people that actually in their lives do that. They say they want to be close to God. They say they want to follow God's will, but when it comes time to being in step with His will, they'll say, well, you go that way and I'll go the other way. Devotion to God means trying to stay on track with God and living according to how His Spirit is leading you. It is not a matter of feelings. It's a matter of decision. It's a matter of commitment and acting on that commitment. Our feelings fluctuate, so we can't depend on them. We have to go based on the reliability of what God says in His Word, and we need to commit ourselves to God, to be devoted to God in our actions, because our feelings today will change tomorrow, and we don't want to rely upon that. As far as prayer goes, a lot of Christians automatically think about the frequency of prayer, and being devoted to God means we pray all the time. After all, there is a scripture that says, pray without ceasing. And so the Christian should have God on their mind a lot. Every day, a believer should be talking with God, conversing with Him, and it's not unusual to many times a day converse with God. But as far as we're thinking today, I want us to consider not just frequency of prayer, how many times we pray, but also the impact, the intensity of prayer, how fervent our prayer is, how passionate our prayers are. It seems that there were prayers in the Bible that especially motivated God and touched God's heart, so to speak, that got Him very attentive to the needs of the person. A couple examples, Moses, when he pleaded with the Lord not to destroy the Israelites, even though they were rebelling against God in the wilderness. Joseph, crying out his forlorn cry for help from the pit, from the dry well when his brothers had dumped him in it. We think about Hannah, this woman that was so fervently pleading with God for a child that she was silently moving her lips, and Eli, the priest, thinks that she is drunk, and then she has to explain that she is passionately asking God for a son. These are all examples of what Christian Tommy Tenney says in his book, Prayers of a God Chaser. Are people who are so intense, so dialed in to their relationship with God, and are so in agony, in need, in desire, that they call out to God with this super intense emotion and this mindset that is pleading and almost challenging God. And God looks at that and He's impressed. It seems like when we see someone who has a terrible situation and our heart touches us and we feel we need to do something for them, God operates the same way. And God wants us to communicate with Him and to learn to pray to Him, not just during the desperate times, but to, as Tommy Tenney says, be a God chaser and to have a deep desire to know Him all the time. In our text here in Colossians 4, when it talks about devoting ourselves to prayer, it mentions two particular words there in connection with prayer. One is being watchful, and the other phrase is being thankful. Well, let's think about being watchful. One of the things we need to watch out for are enemies, things that would harm us. So maybe for the term watchful, we could substitute the phrase, look out. When there's something wrong and there's danger, someone might say to us, look out, pay attention. Well, we have spiritual enemies and dangers, and we should be in prayer that God opens our eyes to see when our faith is being attacked or when we would be subtly led astray from the Lord through temptation or maybe through a relationship that is inappropriate, possibly through use of the internet and going to sites and communicating with people that we shouldn't. There are so many things to look out for that are dangers, and we should be prayerful over this and ask God to teach us to look out and to be watchful against these things. But then there's another element to watchfulness, and maybe we could say that this element would be to look for, that we watch out for what God is bringing to us, what God is teaching us. Watching out or looking out for where God wants us to go next. Possibly He has put a person in our way that we are to witness to, that we are to share the love of Jesus with. Maybe He is giving us clues as to decisions that we are to make in life. My wife Connie and I, when we are faced with a difficult decision, simply go to the Lord. And when we are watching for His leading, we say, Lord, please give us clarity. Please give us certainty. As much as is possible, let us know for sure what your will is in this case. And of course, if it is within God's law, and if it is a good thing and a profitable thing, God might give us more than one option. So maybe we have to watch out for the little clues and the signs where we think maybe God wants to take us or what he wants us to do. Then there's another aspect to prayer that Paul talks about, and being devoted to God in prayer is when he says being thankful. It is amazing how we have a tendency to look past so many what I would call micro blessings from God. The innumerable small blessings, so many, many things, from the air that we breathe to the beating of our heart to the beauty of the natural resources and the trees, the water, all of this that the Lord provides for us. And we so often get accustomed to these that we forget, and we tend to focus on what we would maybe call the macro blessings, the big blessings. We want speaking in tongues, Lord, give us that gift. Or we would like to be healed from this disease, O God. Or maybe we've received an inheritance from a relative, or whatever this big blessing is. This is what we want all the time, big blessings from God. When in fact, in reality, we need to wake up to the fact that God has a stream of blessings coming to us all the time. And even we need to thank God for our trials, because in Romans it says that our suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, and hope does not disappoint us. So you see that being devoted to God is a joy. We need to be in prayer, to be watching for what God is doing for us, against what would be destructive of our spirit, and to be thankful to the Lord for what he has done for us through Jesus Christ. Be devoted to the Lord God in prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.